And it's going to create a miniature emotional response in them that someone took the time to buy a thank you card, to fill it out. This person actually went to the post office and bought stamps. They licked the stamp and put it on the envelope. And they took the time to hand address it. And they took the time to write a hand note. And they sent this to me, wanting to say thank you for something that I did for them. And that's going to drastically impact them. It's really going to move them.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Ooh, it starts. Here we are. Welcome, everybody, to the One Connection Away Masterclass. Christopher Voss, Mr. RR, I'm Justin Benton, the Dream One. We are so excited to have you here. We're so happy to share the secrets. We're finally going to spill the tea. We're finally going to drop the names. We're finally going to tell the stories. We're going to tell all the secrets and the insights. And one lucky person today is actually going to be able to meet their dream one. We're going to do it for you for free. We're just going to do it. So we want to get started here. Maybe a little something about yourself, Christopher Voss, and I'll talk a little bit about myself. Tell us about yourself, Christopher Voss, and how are you so great at One Connection Away?
Well, you know, it's always easy to talk about yourself. I'd rather talk about you. You know, maybe I talk about you, you talk about me, but we'll give a little intro here. My name is Christopher Voss, and better known as Mr. ROR. You probably see a little bit of swag and identity here in the office. And ROR stands for Return on Relationship. And it's really important. Everything in life and business swings on hinges. And those hinges I call relationships. Those hinges Justin and I call relationships. And those hinges swing the doors of opportunity in your life and your business. And so what we're going to talk about, Justin talks about spilling the tea. I like to say dumping the candy in the lobby. We're going to let you know. We're going to share some experiences with you. We're going to take things from our own personal lives and business where we have been able to connect with our dream ones over and over and over. So Justin and I actually have more than dream ones. We have a dream Rolodex, and we're going to teach you how you can create that Rolodex of contacts, because at the end of the day, your net worth is based on your network. Your network equals your net worth. And so we're glad that you're all here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be able to share with you about return on relationship and talk about connecting. And Justin and I are just bringing our two worlds together. We're going to pass this along to you tonight, and you're going to walk away with some great things that you can do, that you can apply today. This is not long-term. This is short-term. This is something you can apply right now, and you can get results, and you can get connected. And we're so excited for you all being here tonight. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited. First off, for those of you that have been following all of our lives going and coming on, you need to go down below right now, and time to put in your names. I want to see some names in there because we're going to pick one. And we've already picked one celebrity that we're going to talk about later on, who's changed his name a few times. That's the only hint I'm giving you. So in the chat down below, put in who your dream one is. Let me make sure the chat is active and working. So go in there and put something there in the chat. Who is your dream one? I think it's working. So double check. Put in the chat, who is your dream one? If you could meet one person that would forever change your life, they need to be alive. We're staying here in the physical right now. It's on planet Earth, and they need to be alive. Who is the one person that if you met them and had the opportunity to connect and share your goal, your vision, your passion, your story, your business with them, that would absolutely explode the business and opportunity for you? So it looks like the chat is working, which is great. So go ahead and put their names in there. Don't be timid. We want to see some names. And later on tonight, we are going to pick a name, pick a person, and allow them to actually get Dream 100. All right. Tom says the chat's not working, but Chris, you said it is working. So there you go.
I just dropped in there. A chat is live. We'll see if you see that on your end.
Absolutely. Perfect. Well, here we go. So my name is Justin Benton. I am the owner and founder of The Dream One. And I have been on an amazing, magical journey that got started in March of 2020 when the whole world stopped spinning. And a lot of us, if you go back and remember, like there was a lot of fear and there was a lot of uncertainty. And there was just no one had ever been through anything like that before. including myself. And I had been living in the physical world. I had physical stores. I had physically shown up to conferences and seminars and all those types of things, you know, and that was the world that I knew. And when March of 2020 hit, I knew my whole world had needed to shift. And fortunately, I knew that it was something I wanted to get to, but when the world stopped spinning, it was something that I knew I had to, I needed to get to. And there was only one person that I was going to choose to be my mentor. Because if you ever want to do anything in life, choose somebody who's already done it. Choose the best of the best. And I chose Russell Brunson. And I went and I bought his book. It just came out at the exact same time. It was March of 2020 when Traffic Secrets was released. Think there's any serendipity going on there? I read the book, and it's the first time that I ever came across Dream 100 from Russell's eyes. Now, I came across Dream 100 through Chet Holmes and Amanda, who just released her new book of The Ultimate Sales Machine. And I understood that concept. I'm a natural born salesperson. I understand making your whale list. I got it. And that was a beautiful story. But when Russell talked and shared with me the idea of actually looking for your Dream 100 audiences, and he talked about his dream one, which was Tony Robbins, and which he served and worked to develop and cultivate this relationship for 10 years until he finally asked for his one favor from Tony, which was to help him get out Expert Secrets, which was the book before Traffic Secrets. So when I learned about the dream one, I was like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. That's amazing. That's mind blowing. And I learned a lot of other crazy stuff too from him. And when I learned about the dream one, I made him my dream one because he had taught me so much about order form bumps and upsells and follow-up funnels and all this incredible stuff, how to really maximize your online shopping, your online experience and building a movement. I mean, the guy is brilliant and he's put all of it in his books. So I put him at the top of the list because I wanted to pay him back for teaching me so much. And then one night on Clubhouse, we were sitting there, and Christopher, I was with Glenn Morshauer and Ken Walls, who's going to be joining us here shortly. We were talking, and Christopher showed up, and Glenn Morshauer and Ken and myself were hosting a room, and Christopher was moved, and it was in the middle of the night because, my Lord, there is...
2 a.m.?
Yes. I mean, it had to be 2 or 3 or 4. I never stayed up that late in my life, but Clubhouse was hot. It was new. People didn't know what it was. We all started talking and collaborating with each other. And that's what happened. And so Christopher and I met then, and then we developed a relationship, and then we started having some conversations, and he was already in Russell's world. He had already dug his well in that ClickFunnels world. So he called me up one day and said, hey, I got an idea, because he knew that I was interested in dream wanting Russell. He goes, I got an idea. What was that idea, Christopher?
So a lot of people that follow Russell know he loves avocados. So I said, hey, Justin, I've had this idea that I've wanted someone to do. I said, you can get an avocado tree and you can actually get it for him, and he can grow this in his house. So he loves avocados. He's got an avocado tree growing inside of his house. He goes over, pulls off some nice fresh avocados and eats those. I'm like, here's the source. You can get the tree. You can get it shipped. It will make it to his house in one piece. It won't end up in a bunch of pieces. It will be healthy and thriving, and he'll have an avocado tree, his own avocados grown right in his house. And Justin was like, that's a cool idea. I like that. But I like your avocado idea, but you know what? I've got a little secret that I want to tell you about avocados. And then you said...
Well, I was like, well, I'm sitting here staring. We have a little avocado ranch out here where we grow also all the hemp that we grow out here. And I'm like, my man, I think I got him beat, because we have the world's greatest avocados in our front yard, in our little ranch out here in Southern California. And they're amazing. They're these small little avocados. They're nutty. They're just wonderful flavor. People hit us up from all over the country, all over the world, to send them to them. And when they come, we make the best. We call it guacamole. That's my wife's name, Molly. And it's just amazing stuff. And so I said, well, I can one up you, because I already know the best avocados in the world. That's an incredible idea. Why don't we send him some of these? And they were right perfect in season. And so Christopher helped, get all of the details and do the beautiful packaging. And we spent a pretty penny on them. But here's the thing. With Christopher's idea and my action and, you know, willing to just drive through it, when Russell got them, the very first thing he did, I think he hit me up in Messenger. I don't remember what it was, or some type of social media, thanking me. And then he immediately on Facebook hit me up for a friend request. And that was the beginning of our relationship. And I continued to serve, and we continued to do this Dream One method that we're going to be talking about, and the ROR method. And that's the great thing. You're getting two methods combined into one. So you're not just working with one of us. You're working with both of us. You're getting both of our insights, and we're going to have some crazy, crazy, crazy people coming on. So it's just like, just get ready. Hold tight. You know, make sure you're here the whole time. We're probably not going to go 4 hours. We may go 4 hours. We may not go 4 hours. We may go 2 hours, because I'm all dressed up because I got to go to a red carpet music event down in Hollywood. But we're going to stay on. We're going to share. We're going to have some amazing guests. I'm not going to tell you all of them, but we have some cool, 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 cool people coming. Not only are they cool, but they have insights and breakthrough stories. And all three of these people that are coming on here in the beginning are what I call super connectors, like Super Mario Brothers, when they eat the flower and they go whoop, 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 whoop. These people have truly dug their well. They are super, super connectors. Their networks are worth billions of dollars. One of them was on earlier today in our live. He even has a name, the Billion Dollar Cowboy. And so that'll give you a little clue there. He'll be joining us. So we're so excited that you joined us. We have so much to tell. I'm so thankful that you're here. And I want to give, because we have so much to give. So Christopher, let's give them a little taste of what it is. What would be some things that they could apply right now? What are some things that if you started to do, what's something they could do today, right now, to start to turn the heads of their dream one? Let's give them a little tease of what the ROR method is all about.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people are like, where do I start? Where do I begin? I mean, it can be overwhelming a little bit, because you're like, I've got this big list of people. I've got all these people I want to connect with, all these people I want to reach out to. Where do I start? What do I do? What is step number one? And so the most important thing that I teach all of my students and everybody that we do the Return Relationship Method for is making sure that your reach outs, making sure that the effort that you make on connecting and reaching out to individuals comes from the right place. And it's okay. Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind. And so if you have a long-term goal, like Russell Brunson had a long-term goal of things that he wanted to do with Tony Robbins. And so it's okay to have that end game. It's okay to say, hey, I think there's a joint venture opportunity, or there's a podcast interview, or some type of collaboration that you can do with this person. And you know what? At the end of the day, it just might be, I want to increase my network. I want to have a group of powerful, influential friends so that I have somewhere that I can go when I have a certain situation in life and business that you can go to, that you have going on. And then you can go to individuals that'd be more than willing to help you and to reach out to you and give you the help and service that you need. And so gratitude is massively important. And I'm not saying that those of you that are watching this aren't grateful, or you don't express gratitude to others and individuals, but there's things that go on in the mind. And when I walk into a room, if I come home, or if I come home at the end of the day, or whenever I walk into a room, our dog can sense right away whether I'm in a good mood or whether I'm in a bad mood. You know, dog's like, hey, I'm going to stay away. Owner's not happy. Or, hey, I'm going to run up and try and lick his face because he seems like he's in a good mood. And they can sense that. They can feel that. And so as you reach out to individuals, as you make an attempt to try and connect with them, they get that same feeling. And that feeling that they get is in the words that you use when you reach out to them. And so one of the things that you can do right now that will drastically impact your life and your business, and will begin to plant hundreds and hundreds of seeds with people that you want to connect with, is a little thing called a thank you card. You can go to the drugstore, you can go to the grocery store. They sell them just about anywhere. You can go to Amazon, you can buy hundreds of them at really cheap, and you get these thank you cards and get them in your possession. Go to the, buy stamps, actually get stamps, go to the post office. You can buy them online, they'll be shipped to your house. Get some stamps, get some thank you cards, get some nice pens, and twice a day, as part of your morning routine, fill out two thank you cards. And you're not writing a thesis. You're not writing a book. It's just a simple little message of to somebody. And this is something that I learned from a mentor of mine 20 years ago. And he taught this to me, and I've done it since then. And the relationships that I've been able to develop, relationships that I've been able to develop with some really big key influencers, it started, many of them started with this little thank you note. Because the reason is, people, a lot of people think, well, everybody does this, so I'm just going to be like everyone else, and they're just another thing they're going to get in the mail, and it's not going to be really a big deal. The fact of the matter is, not everybody does this. And so just the fact alone that you do this is going to make you stand out from all the other people that are trying to reach out and connect with these individuals. And so you get a little thank you note. And the reason they're small thank you notes is it takes away the temptation of you wanting to write a book, this huge thing. And you just want to write a simple little message of something that you're grateful for them. So you probably ask yourself, well, what do I put? What, you know, if this is someone that you're following, if this is someone that you're looking at what they're doing and you're consuming their content and they're affecting you and the things that they're posting, the things that they're sharing are impacting you, share that with them. Say, hey, I saw a post that you did on Instagram and it really hit home with me with something that's going on in my life. I just want you to know I'm really grateful for you and I appreciate everything you share. Thank you so much. And then you just sign your name. And the key thing is, don't put your email address on there. Don't put your cell phone number on there. Don't put your Instagram handle on there. Because when you do things like that, when you initially reach out to the individual, what you're saying to them is, and Justin and I are going to get to this later, there is a time and a place to do the ask. There's a time and a place to take the relationship to the next level and to move into an area where there's mutual satisfaction, where you're helping each other. But I'm saying in the beginning, when you're planting that seed, when you're planting that seed of Christopher Voss or Justin Benton or whoever it is that's reaching out, you just sign your name. And they're going to go to the post. They're going to go to the mail one day and they're going to pull in their mail and there's going to be bills in there. And there's going to be advertisements and they're going to pull out this little card. And on this little card, they're going to open it up and they're going to read it and they're going to feel wonderful because you've expressed appreciation to them. You said something that you're grateful for to them and it's going to make them feel warm inside. And it's going to create a miniature emotional response in them that someone took the time to buy a thank you card, to fill it out. This person actually went to the post office and bought stamps. They licked the stamp and put it on the envelope. And they took the time to hand address it. And they took the time to write a hand note. And they sent this to me, wanting to say thank you for something that I did for them. And that's going to drastically impact them. It's really going to move them. Here's the key thing about the thank you notes. This is why we have our students do two per day, because it gets you into a mindset of gratitude. Every single morning when you sit down, a part of your morning routine, you're filling out these notes and you're sending them to people. And the purpose of these notes is to just say something you're grateful for, to express gratitude to the individual. And so what that does is, we know, I've been studying a lot about Joe Dispenza talking about the 40% of your brain and the 60% of your brain, which is the subconscious part of your brain. And then you've got the conscious part of your brain. What you want to do is you want to get your mindset into a place of gratitude, because the message that you share in that note that comes across to them, if you want something right away, and we all know that there's givers and there's takers, and you want this individual to feel that you're a giver and that you're just expressing gratitude and that there's nothing that you want in return. And so when you do this every single morning and you write two of these thank you cards, these words of gratitude, it's going to get you into this routine of gratefulness. And so the type of words you use and the message that you use and the things you write in there are all coming from this place of gratitude. And I myself need this too as well. I mean, I understand this concept and I understand it. We teach this, but I do this every single day. So I'm constantly training my brain, constantly training my words, constantly training how I reach out to individuals, that it all comes from the right place. Because like the example I gave of walking into the room, my dog is sensing that there's something wrong. These people that you're trying to connect with, they'll gather that feeling. There's something that puts in there that just gives them that feeling like, you know what? This person's just being nice and they're being grateful and there's nothing that they want. And I just really appreciate that this person took the time to do this versus somebody that's like, hey, you know, I'm really getting the vibe that this person's setting me up for something, that they want something. And that's the last thing in the world that you want to do is give them that feeling. So one more thing to this whole thing, go get a container, have that container of some sort, whether it be a bag or a plastic container or what, put your thank you cards in it, put your stamps in it, put your pens in it. And the reason you have a container is, so number one, things don't get lost or someone doesn't get into your stuff. I have 9 kids over here. And so I like to have a special little container that they know, hands off, don't take my stamps, don't take my pens, don't take my thank you notes. These are for dad. This is for his business. These are things that he does. And then when you're part of your morning routine, you just grab that container and you sit it down and you got your thank you cards, you got your stamps, you got your pens, and you're rock and rolling away you go. Instead of where did I put this? Where did I put that? It's all in one container. So I actually tell people, get something, put it in it. And the purpose of that thing is for writing that. And so ground zero that we teach all of our students and everyone that we help with connecting and building relationships and return on relationship, it all stems from gratitude. So what we like to do is get people's mindset in that place first. And so there's a way to train your mindset into that by doing this every single morning as part of your routine. So I guarantee you, if you do this, something's going to happen. People are going to feel different on how you reach out to them. The way you put your words to paper are going to sound different. And then here's the beautiful thing. Justin and I are going to talk about a lot of experiences that we've had where we have been able to connect with some amazing individuals, some key players, A players, big influencers, people that have arrived at the top of the mountain that are willing to bring others up with them. And many of those experiences started with a thank you note. I could tell experience after experience that started with that one little note. And so there's power in that. There's tremendous amounts of power. Don't underestimate that. And so I'll share a couple experiences here tonight that shows you how that. And I've had people reach out and say, oh my word, I can't believe it. I got a message from someone over Facebook Messenger, and this is a big influencer, someone I'm trying to connect with, that just thanked me for the little note that I sent them. And here's the last thing. Somebody's like, well, how are they going to get in touch with me? How are they going to know who I am? How are they going to find me? Well, on the outside of the envelope, on the top left-hand corner, there's a little thing called your return name and address. So you are sharing with this person how to get in contact with you and how to find you, and you're not telling them to do it. Because if you purposely put it in there, if you sign the note and say, here's how to get a hold of me, you're basically saying to them, I want you to respond to me. I'm giving this to you so that you respond back to me. And that's not the message that you want to give. So someone's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. The return address on the outside of the envelope, it has my name. It has my address. And if someone has your name and address, they can simply go online and they can find you. And the only other tip for you as well, if you use some crazy, wacky name that they can't find you on social media, change that, because you want them to be able to go to social media and type in Justin Benton and find Justin Benton. You want them to be able to go find Christopher Voss. Yes, I have Mr. ROR as part of that, but they're going to find Christopher Voss. And so return address. You've got your name. You've got your address. Now, if they want to, they know how to get in touch with you. They have your name and address. And so there's a lot of power in these little things. So that's my little tip I want to start off with. That's the little tea that I want to dump in the room, that if you're watching here right now, you can take this principle and you can apply it. And I want to say this. I think now is the time to say this, Justin. And I can't attach some names to this, okay, just because they've asked me not to. But I just want to say, several times, there was a period of time in my life when, and we're going to get this tonight, I'm alive today because of a relationship. I had a massive stroke and someone saved my life by something they did for me, but I reached out to them first and built that relationship. And Justin, you mentioned it all started with Russell Brunson. When my wife had brain surgery to remove a tumor from her head during COVID, I've got 9 kids. Some individuals are like, you know what? I want to help Christopher. I want to be able to do something for him, but I can't think of what I can do to help him. But you know what? I know that if I send him some money, that could help. That could pay a copay. That could take care of a doctor's bill. That could do something in his family. That can always help something. And so I'm going to tell you, I've had checks show up in the mail, large checks that I open up an envelope and read a note and says, hey, you know, please don't divulge this to anyone that I did this, but I wanted to help you. And this is the best way I could think of helping you right now is taking away some of the financial stress. And several of those things that happened, several of those checks that arrived, all started with a relationship, and it started with a thank you note. It started with that little card, that little stamp, that little message. And so do not underestimate the power of what I'm telling you. My life was affected. I was blessed by individuals, and it started with that one little note. And so we're going to get into some more crazy things that we can do that are just more than a thank you note. But we're telling you, if you're thinking of a place to start, that's a great place.
And like I was talking earlier on our lives, and there's something, you got to talk about the green pen and the red pen. You blew my mind when you told me that a long time ago.
We'll get to that. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll throw that in there too. And it's going to lead perfectly into our first guest who's back there in the green room. And I'm going to tell it. Chris taught me this, and I'm going to tell it. But then it's going to lead perfectly into our special first guest that's going to be with us today. So when I first met Christopher, I was telling you, it was on Clubhouse. And Christopher and Turner, who's hanging out, he's cooking dinner with Jet. I just got a text. His newborn baby. I guess he's not a newborn anymore. He's walking, but his baby boy. And so I believe Christopher and Turner were hosting the room in Clubhouse. And Christopher was spilling the tea. And that was the last time Christopher spilled the tea in public. And that was maybe 2 years ago, something like about 2 years ago. So now we're spilling some more tea, dropping the candy in the lobby. And one of the things he taught me was the power of the color of the pen that you use when you write those thank you cards. And the power was, it was like scientifically Harvard, whatever backed, Christopher knows, that showed that if you write on the outside of the thank you card in red, and the inside of the thank you card, so the name, address on the envelope in red, and on the inside of the thank you card in green, what do I have in my pocket? A green pen. And Christopher likes the felt ones. I rock these. This is my go-to, the energy gel. This guy here, just ahead.
Gels are good. Love the gels.
And so, and that's how you write your thank you cards. And another thing that I talked about earlier that I want to reiterate now is that I believe it was Harvey McKay, Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, talked about everywhere he went. Was it him or was it Brian Tracy? One of these great guys that taught us stuff that are still.
You're not going to go wrong with either one of those guys.
is that everywhere they went, they always brought a package of thank you cards and stamps and colored pens. And every time they met somebody, they would write their information and send it off to them. And now I carry around, I've got stamps and everywhere I go, I have thank you cards and stamps. So anytime I meet somebody, I can do it right there in front of them. I can have them self-address it. And then I can put in my business card or a sample or, you know, just a little to do. So when they get home from the craziness of the conference, what shows up? A thank you card, a personal touch. It is so, so powerful, especially in this day and age where everything's new age, everything's email, everything's, you know, how quick and text and all those kinds of things and abbreviation. So that is a fun little tea spillage for you. Did you have anything to add to that? We got 2 minutes before we
get off. Okay. So you go to a live event. Here's a great thing. If you're staying, most of the people stay at the hotel where the live event is at. So here's a great thing. You fill out the thank you note and you go up to the front desk and you ask them to slip this in the mailbox for the individual that's staying there. They're going to reach out to them. They're going to put a little ringer on their phone. That little light's going to light up in the front desk. They're going to call the front desk and say, I see you have a message. And they say, oh yeah, Mr. Benton, I want to let you know there was a note in your mailbox. So when you have time, please come down the front desk and pick it up. They're going to go down the front desk. They're going to open up. They're going to get that note. They're going to open up. And you're still there with them and say, hey, I really enjoyed that time we got to spend together and talk. And I just want you to know, it really impacted me and I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of the event. Well, guess what's going to happen when you run into them in the hallway before you leave? They're going to run up. They're going to give you a hug and they're going to go, you blew my mind. You took the time to do this, to send this to me. I'm like, hey, no problem. I just want to let you know that I appreciate you so much. And so that's something you can do too, as well, when you go to live events. And then I love you bringing up the fact about the color pens. And it really makes an impact. It just, we call them flourishes too, as well. When people open it up, it's just not, you know, it's a different color ink on the inside too, as well. all these little things. So I'm a magician too, as well. I didn't say that in the beginning. I'm a professional magician. I did more than just produce kids. I actually did this for a living, and we call this flourishes. Little ways that you can add little accents. They're going to blow people's minds, and it's going to stand out from everybody else. So thanks for bringing that up.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, host of Casually Baked, the podcast. If you're curious to explore the highly responsible side of cannabis, farming, and legalization, I'm here to help lighten the stigma and build your canna confidence. Download episodes now of Casually Baked, the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. And journey with me through the evolving cannabis culture and discover how and why people like you are adding cannabis to their wellness toolkit. It's time to get casually baked.